Thank you for holding. Is this Josh?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Josh. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. Good. Appreciate it. Yourself?
I'm doing well. Doing well. We're getting closer to the end of the week, so that's always a positive. You can get to see my boys. I got two little ones, so I love going home on the weekend and rolling around with them.
Yeah.
I
what
understand.
Are you guys based out of?
We're in California. We're in Orange County, next to Disneyland.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. You ever been down this way?
Long time ago.
Yeah. I got family in Colorado, but they're kind of far from you. They're in Telluride.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know exactly where it's at. Up in the mountains?
Yep. Yeah, I made that drive a few times. It's crazy. It's like 13 hours.
We drove to Vegas twice last year.
Ooh.
So yeah, it could. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big difference weather-wise too, I'm sure. Did you go in the summer?
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Actually, it was fall.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't too bad. The summers in Vegas are horrible. They're like 117 degrees, just dry.
You
don't even want to go outside.
Oh, I know. That desert is no fun. That's for
yeah.
Sure.
Well, good to meet you.
Arizona, man. I'm happy to call Colorado home, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Denver especially is just beautiful. I know you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She's one of my better reps. She doesn't usually ask me to jump on the phone unless, you know, there's a price reduction that she doesn't have the credentials to override. But did you have any questions about our services aside from just the pricing?
How did you guys hear about me?
Yeah, so we're a Google partner. We don't actually make the qualified candidates list. Google does. So they decide who's eligible for a placement when it opens up. So they basically will, you know, the spot opens up, they get a notification on the territory and industry, and then they create the qualified candidates list, and then they forward it to us. And then my reps, like Tara, will go ahead and call down that qualified candidates list until we fill the spot. And once we fill it, we close it out. We're not able to work with anybody else unless they tell us there's another spot open in that area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, that's a good question, though. But the quality, they give you a quality score, and that's how you get on the qualified candidates list. The quality score is derived from a variety of different factors. It could be that you've gone through background screening, could be a length of time in business, any and all reviews that you have. So there's a variety of reasons they might put you on there or feel that you're a good candidate. I did see you're doing some paper lead stuff right now with Home Advisor and Angie. Is that going well?
Yeah, it's all right. Like I said, I've been in business 2 years. I have done no marketing because my reputation speaks for itself when it comes to a lot of the restoration companies. Like I said, I've been doing this for over 10 years, asbestos removal. So we network with a lot of restoration companies. So when I felt it was time for me to break off and do my own thing, I still networked with a lot of those restoration companies. So when they get jobs that they just can't staff or can't do, they give me a call because I have a reputation with them, a personal reputation with them. So, I mean, I think it's time for me to grow as a business and take on more jobs. So that's why I reached out to Angie's List, Home Advisor, and then I think they put me in there, and then that's probably how you guys found me.
Right. Well,
so, you know, I really love to grow my business and see where it all takes me.
Yeah, I mean, the guys that you're probably getting some of your leads from now might be using placement on Google. You know, if you look up the guys in the restoration category, there's Rocky Mountain Restoration. You know, they're a pretty big one. Reaction Restoration and Rebuilt Restoration and Mold. And then you go into mold remediation, you know, you got All Pro Restoration. You got Mold Removal Express. You got Abbott's Fire and Flood. You got Project X Restoration. You know, so the guys that are up there, I mean, these are pretty big companies. They always have consistent work. They always have a ton of reviews. The reviews are almost always 5-star, you know. So if we put you up there, that's going to level the playing field. I mean, you won't have the same reviews right away, but being in that conversation where 90% of the customers are making their decision, it'll make a big difference for your business. And you won't have to do the Home Advisor and Angie's List scenario where you're paying for every individual lead that you get, whether you get the job or not, right? That's the problem that people have with that is Angie's and Home Advisor are lead sellers. So they put themselves on Google so they could get the leads and sell them individually rather than just letting the customer call that business owner directly. They don't make any money that way. The customer calls you directly, it's a wrap. You know, that's it. So what they want to do is they want to intercept it and sell it to 5 or 6 of you, and then they collect that lead fee 10 times over. So as a Google partner, we don't do that. We just list you independently on the first page. It's like a digital billboard. You know, they type in your services, you're there, they can call you directly. You know, you're paying for the placement, not the leads that come with the placement. So whether you get 100 of them, 200 a month, your bill's the same. It's not going to go up or change based on what you make.
Correct.
Right. So it's a lot better if you're a company that's just starting out as far as getting your name out there. You know, far more people are Googling than they are Home Advisoring or Angie-ing. Yeah. So Tara sent you a link to the pricing page so you could see our pricing structures. I think she texted it over. Yeah, she texted it over to this.
I'm kind of reviewing through that right now. I'm driving as well myself, so it's kind of a little dangerous for me right now to kind of scroll through that. I mean, I kind of looked through it, but so I mean, I see. Looking at your platinum package. And
yeah, that one's $599. That one's the one that comes with, like, the website, the ad, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Facebook, Amazon Alexa voice search. I mean, that's an A to Z campaign. That's for a medium-sized business, not really a small-sized business. You know, that's the medium to big guys. But what I was thinking I can do and just give you the luxury of just kind of being able to cherry pick the leads you do and don't want to take, I can put you on that platinum package, get you all the additional bells and whistles so that way you don't need the Home Advisor or Angie program, but I can reduce the cost down to just $299, the essential package price.
For the platinum?
Yeah, for the platinum.
The essential?
No, you'll get the platinum package for the essential price. So you only pay $299 for the platinum.
And is that for the first month, or is that just my price?
No, that's the incentive. So if you come on board with me today, I'm locking that in. So as long as you're with us, that's your set rate. It's not going to go up or change on you. And we'll send that to you in writing.
So I'll get the platinum or the pro?
No, you'll get the platinum package. For $299.
For the setup fee, is what it looks like. So I'm getting $100. And then am I going to get charged the setup fee too?
No, I'm going to waive your setup fee for you. Tara already did that as part of a new in business credit, since you're only on your second year in business. But we want to get the pricing as low as possible so we can get your foot in the door. Once your foot's in the door, the program pays for itself with the business that it brings in. So if I could get your foot in the door and show you that it's better than what you're using now, then you'll reallocate your marketing budget over to our program, and then we're looking at working together long term. And I'm sure if you could pair it to Home Advisor, you know, it would be a no-brainer for you.
And then it looks like you guys will...
There's an optimized landing page in there. Tara said that you had a domain name for your website, but you needed content. So that platinum package is going to, the platinum package is going to include a site and hosting. So we can use your domain and we could put all the content on it and build it for you, photos, logo, all the goods, and then we could provide hosting too. So any changes you want to make to the site while you're using our services after it's already built, it's still included in your package.
Cool. How long have you guys been in business?
Since 2004. 17 years.
Oh, damn. So, okay. So it looks like I don't have to worry about you guys going out of business and losing my page then.
No. No, we're partnered with Google. So if we go out of business, that would mean that Google's not around. And
Google
I don't
goes
see that down. Happening. Yeah. We don't see that happening
yeah.
anytime soon.
Yeah. That's
why I got in this industry before I had kids.
Yeah. That's smart. It's job security for sure, recession proof pretty much.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Exactly.
That's kind of the industry I'm in, you know, looking at something that's recession proof. Pipes
yeah.
are always gonna break, you know, mold's always gonna grow. Honestly, I don't see them getting rid of asbestos in the next fucking 8 years.
Not
it's
gonna
like,
happen. Yeah. They need it.
Yeah, exactly. And so you guys are saying you guys can keep my domain. You
mm-hmm.
guys can build the website for me. You guys can host it and you guys can market for me.
Yep,
all
we'll
for
have
300
it
a month.
Yep, we'll have it attached to all the listings that we create for you and your first page placements on Google and Bing. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, if I could do that for you,
how
I mean,
would you guys?
Oh,
how
sorry,
would you
ahead.
Guys get content for my website? Would you guys be using generic photos off the internet, or would
no.
you guys?
I mean, we have some that we have authorization to use, but if you have some, we always recommend sending in any photos or logo that you have. If you go to your text messages, you'll see my direct number and extension, and then there's that email address. It's just photos@localsplash.com. Send in what you have, and then obviously we can use generic photos, and then as the new jobs come in, we'll get more photos from you, and we'll continue to build on that portfolio.
Yeah, perfect, because, like I said, I plan to get into a lot more stuff. I plan to get into drying. I have some drying equipment right now,
mm-hmm.
but I want to get into the actual drying part of it and get licensed for all that stuff.
You can do home inspection too, right?
Yeah, no, not really home. I could do lead inspections. Like, what do you mean, home inspection?
Well, yeah, so like a home inspector, if property's being sold, you know, they want to have somebody go in and inspect it, make sure that, you know, there's no, you know, mold or, you know, they have you do radon testing. Any kind of remediation, you might need to do a restoration. It might result in a larger job. A lot of the times, you'll be able to find the kind of work that you do right after a home inspection happens.
Yeah, no, I'm not a building inspector, no. But I mean, like I said, you know, I'm growing this thing, and I want to get a lot more certifications under my belt. Right now, I'm certified
yeah.
for
that one's not hard to get, and that one. That one's not hard to get, to be honest with you. It'd be a good direction to go because, you know, you could do like a course online, like 9 months. Some people do it a lot faster, but on average, it's like a 9-month course. And then you get paid basically $250, like the minimum, up to, you know, $450 in inspection. And the good thing for you is, like, you'll get people calling you to do the inspection. You go out there, and then you find some stuff, and you're like, hey, well, guess what? You know, we're also able to do mold mitigation for you. So, you know, we could do that, or we could demo this. And, you know, those are all things that will end up helping you. Or, oh, you're going to have to demo this building. You know, we could do the post-construction cleanup on it, or this is an environmental problem. We need to clean that up. So those are all things that can end up turning into more jobs, you know, when you're doing those inspections. So, just food for thought.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Yeah. That way you get paid on the front end and the back end.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. So, I mean, if I could approve this package, is this something you could see a value in giving a shot? So that way we could show you how well it works?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have to create your business profile, and then we're going to send out your PIN verification letter today. Are you still at this 7737 Umatilla Street?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly, but Google's going to send you a postcard to that address. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only got to do it one time for as long as you own your business. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. I can hide that address for you if it's a residence.
Yeah, it is residence. You know, honestly, like I said, I'm hoping to build some capital and move into a facility very soon.
Okay. So, well, I'll have it hidden for now.
Yeah.
You know, just starting out. So we'll still send the PIN there. It takes about 3 to 5 days to receive, so you should have it next week by Tuesday or Wednesday. And then when you receive it, there's a 5-digit number on the back of it that we need from you. So I gave you my direct number and extension. You could call in or text into that line with that 5-digit number when it comes in, and then we'll be able to go live with the account. But since I'm hiding your address, just know that it's just going to say Golden Bear Alleviation LLC, Denver, Colorado, 80221. It won't have the actual street address on your listing.
Yeah, that's fine. Because,
okay,
yeah,
and your website will be up there, and obviously your phone number will be up there as well. Now, for the primary line of contact, do you want to use this number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay, so 720-998-4069.
Yep.
Okay. And what's your last name, Josh?
Gold, G-O-L-D.
Oh, no way. That's awesome. Okay. So Joshua Gold?
Yep.
Okay.
Hence the Golden Bear?
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm so used to seeing, you know, Golden State, California Bear everywhere. So it didn't really hit me. You were made for California. Yeah. All right.
I know then, one of my buddies told me, like, I think of Golden Bear, and it reminds me of California. And I was like,
yeah. Yeah, the Golden State with our animal is the bear. Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah. And then what's your business email address? I have to send you everything in writing because of the discounts I approved through Tara.
Yeah, it's Josh at GB Alleviation. LLC.
Okay, so it's not a .com. It's just Josh at gballeviation.llc.
Correct.
Okay, you got those.
And that was part of my Google domain LLC. Like I guess my Google domain is gballeviation.llc.
Yeah, only Google lets you do that. I love that. Where you can customize emails. A lot of times we create G Suite for people who have like a bunch of employees that need to have an email as well. So that way they can have their own email, like employee number one at gballeviation.llc. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Correct, yeah. That's kind of where I plan on getting. You know, to me it's more professional. Instead of being like, oh yeah, go ahead and email me at, you know, josh@gmail.com.
Yeah.
You know, I'm...
Yeah, and it just looks like a personal.
Professional.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, I come across businesses that are like, oh, yeah, I'm at Gmail, and I'm like, bro, you can't even afford a fucking business.
Yeah, it's pretty affordable. So, I don't know. It's funny. Do you have a...
It's like 12
do you have a logo yet for the company?
I do.
Nice. Okay, so send that in. That's going to be important. We're going to make sure that's branded on the website. And then if you have a company vehicle, you maybe want to get a sticker or a vinyl decal that you could put on there. So that way when they see your site and when you pull up, or if you have it, you can put it on a shirt maybe. That would be good.
Yeah, I got hats, shirts. The only thing is, you know, when doing mold and asbestos and lead, you know, some of these homeowners or people that I come across, you got a lot of them are, you know, like I said, we do restoration, so a lot of them are, you know, for instance, a large property owner, they don't want someone parking outside their vehicles that say meth removal or, you know, gold or lead or asbestos, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, for me, it's one of those things that I don't know if I want to do my vehicles just because You know, some people, if they're like my grandma would be embarrassed to have someone come outside their, you know, a truck that pulls up that said fucking bed bug removal or something, you know? Like,
yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. You definitely have a point there. You know, it's each his own. I just like, we like to brand, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, my brother, he lives in Telluride, and he's very, like, pro-Second Amendment, to put it that way. And that makes sense, right? Because they're kind of in the backwoods there. So when people show up with an unmarked vehicle, you get the opposite problem.
Oh, yeah. Like, who the hell is that? Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm more just keeping you safe from that situation. I don't think grandma's going to pull out the 12-gauge on somebody. But...
Yeah. No, you're right on that. I did actually upgrade my truck. And I did have a couple of decals on it. I think I'm going to do that to this one. But, I mean, it's not going to be, you know, it'll just be my logo.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be anything crazy. You could just put it on a shirt or something. Yeah. But we just want to keep you safe so that way they know, you know. You will be pulling up to people's residence. And then they're all of a sudden, you know, the old guy forgot who he asked you to come out. And he's sitting there, got you in his sights in his window, you know. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you got to be
That's
careful. Yeah, my family's a bunch of gut and toting old timers.
Those
good old boys, man. Yeah.
I understand.
All right, so I have your business profile created. I do have to ask, what are your hours of operation, and how do you want them displayed?
You know, I guess. Honestly, I don't really have set hours right now. I guess we could do we could do a regular 9 to 5. Because I can always edit this, right? Like, I can always come back and edit it. Once I get some extraction equipment, I can start adding, you know, we do water extraction and then open 24/7. Because essentially that's where I'm going to get those large losses at, or like 2 a.m.
Right. So we give you 15 different keyword terms or phrases that you could be listed for at a time, Josh. And we have a tracking system that's hooked up to the keyword planner through the Google Analytics. So you can actually see, like, the services and how much they're being searched, you know? Like, if you notice, hey, I want to do this, but then you go to that keyword planner and you see, hey, over the course of the year, you know, the highest month was like 200 searches for that. Maybe it's not a good idea. There's not a lot of business around like that, you know? So it allows us to not play a guessing game. You know, we can go based off of the trends and what's being searched the most and obviously recommend those services. But you have final say on what you're listed for, and you can switch it out at any time. So.
Nice.
Yep. So huge benefit to you there. And then, so you said 9 to 5, is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Yeah, if I have to, I will. I mean, I'll do that for a lot of the people that, like, my restoration companies, if they're like, hey man, can you come out here on Saturday? Yeah, I'll come out. You know, hey man, this job needs to be done by Monday. Can you help us out? Yeah, I'll work Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, when you build a business and you own a business, it's not necessarily just a job, it's a lifestyle. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the benefit too is you could always mark up the cost a little bit too, and I'm sure they'll understand if you're working on the weekend. But I could set it up as like Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and then we could do Saturday and Sunday by appointment only. So that way they're still able to call you. But you're not actually expected to work. We'll leave that decision in your grasp, I should say, in your ballpark.
Nice, I like that.
Okay. And then you can accept cash, check, and card from your client?
Not card. Not at the moment. I know that's kind of like a little outdated with that, but there's just so many companies out there.
Yeah. So kind of bad. If you're doing a larger job and they're trying to dock you for 2 to 5%, you know, that's a headache.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you do expand,
again, I know I might lose some people doing not accepting cards.
no, you could just, yeah, I mean, you could communicate that to them, but yeah, they might say, hey, that's all I have or right now at the moment, you know, so, but we have a PayPal option too, so if you want to just get online, you can get a PayPal business account. Doesn't cost anything to get it because, like I said, they're already going to take a percentage, but we can hook that PayPal account up to your .com since it's a Google URL or domain name that you have. And that way they can accept, you know, or pay cards through your website. You know, you could accept those payments through your site. So if you run into one of those, like, COVID crazy people that wants you to keep, like, 10 feet away and keep your mask on, you know, they could just log on to your site and still pay you there when you're done doing the job.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. I like that.
Yep, it's a good option. We've been using those a lot more this year because of the pandemic and stuff. And then for your domain name, is it just goldenbearalleviation.com or what's that domain? I'm going to have it attached to the business profile, and then I'm going to have them start working on it during your client interview.
Okay. It's gballeviation.llc. That's my domain. And it's our, like I said, it's mine. It's purchased. I owned it for the past, like I said, for the past year going on two.
Okay, so I'm going to have it hyperlinked to your Google business profile, so that way that the domain's already there. The content won't show until we complete the site, though. Do you have the login credentials for that site?
I do, but I'll have to...
pull them up later? That's fine, because we have to do a client interview with you either later today or tomorrow anyway. So I'm not going to do everything here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to secure the listing, and I'm going to set your appointment for your client interview, and then we're basically good to go until then.
Okay. Yeah, that works.
Okay. Client interviews, they typically take about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. Do you have time today, or do you want to schedule it for tomorrow?
Yeah, let's schedule it for tomorrow, please.
Okay, I can do tomorrow anytime between 8 a.m. Mountain Time all the way up until 4 and 5 o'clock Mountain Time is our last appointment.
Okay, let's do tomorrow at 11:45.
Okay. Well, I have to schedule it within an hour window, so I could do it between 11 and 12, or do you want it to be between 12 and 1?
Let's do it between 12 and 1.
Okay. Like I said, it won't take an hour, but we just want to make sure that we get you enough time in case the call goes over, you have extra questions, or you really want to get fancy with the site. And then we're going to send you a invitation to your email, so you'll get the calendar invite there to the appointment, and then we'll also send you a text message 1 hour prior to the appointment just to confirm if that's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, you have my direct number and extension. So, I mean, feel free to let me know. I could always switch it out for you, but let's try to get it knocked out as soon as possible, okay?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. All right, and then the last thing I got to do here would be secure the listing. We'll voice verify you, and then we'll be good to go. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299 for the Platinum package, did you want to do that using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
I think this is the MasterCard.
Okay. And is it under your name or the business name?
Both.
Both? Okay. Joshua Gold.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird the way my...
No, that's good. That means that it'll help you come this time of the year, next year, you know, tax time. 7737. So the street address is the same as the billing address that we're sending your Google PIN? Okay.
Yep.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. Yeah. And there's a tax on this, of course, right?
No, it's $299 exactly. $299. So all taxes and fees are included in the pricing structure.
Okay, that works for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
All right, 5597.
5597.
1503 1503 9691 9691 2520 2520.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0924
09 of 24. And then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
094 094.
Okay. And then I'm going to send over the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement to you in writing here. But as I'm doing that, I'm going to also walk you through a voice verification recording as an added form of protection for you. Now, as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say, Josh, that you don't understand or you don't agree with, you stop me right away. Okay, I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business today, okay?
All right.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is also an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Golden Bear Alleviation, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
My name is Josh Golden, and I am the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Golden Bear Alleviation, LLC today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay, so we know what you're already using, and you shouldn't need anything else after today. I mean, this is a platinum package, so we're basically your one-stop shop for everything online. But if you're going to add something, let me know so I can make sure that you're not, like, paying for something you may already have through us or duplicating any of the listings. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I do have, well, obviously, you know, I got HomeAdvisor.
Yeah, I know what you already have. It's just saying anything additional, like anything after today, basically.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is February 24th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for our platinum package, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the 24th day, but it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. So it's an indefinite discount. It's not just a first month discount. Okay, you'll keep that rate.
Won't
go up or change on you. There's no additional surprises, no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees. And it states that the agreement will automatically renew on the 24th day of each month, $299. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time by contacting client support since you are not binded to a contract. If you are going to discontinue our services, we ask that you contact us before the next billing is due, so that way we can stop the billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay.
So I got a question as well. So since I own my domain,
mm-hmm.
and you guys are going to build it under that same domain,
uh-huh.
just speaking, like, I don't plan on getting rid of you guys because I need someone to do that, the internet and stuff.
Right.
How would that work? Would you guys just, I guess, erase my domain that you guys built for me?
Well, if you have
that work?
Yeah, I mean, what would happen is you have to become the host of that site in order to build the content on that site. So if you stop, like, with the host, the stuff will automatically come down. That's just how it is. There has to be a host on that site. Like, I know you're paying hosting already probably on the site, even though there's no content on it. usually, like, with sites where you purchase the domain and then you pay for hosting, you're the one that develops the content, and then the hosting is what's keeping that content up there every time somebody looks up the domain. So, you know, obviously, we'll transfer over the hosting to us. We're not charging anything for it, but if you discontinue, you know, it'll basically have all that stuff fall off, you know, unless you already have an active host or if you want to continue to have us host it, which they'll just charge you a hosting fee, and then they'll stop doing all the Google ads and the optimization. So our hosting fees are advertised at $49 a month if you wanted to do that and keep that site.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But
I mean,
again,
I'm already paying for the site, so I'm giving you guys control of the website.
Yeah, you're giving us access to it so we can develop the content. A lot of the times people, when they buy a site, they'll pay for the domain, then they pay a graphic designer to develop all the content. That's usually where the big bucks are spent, is getting it all built. And then you have the hosting fee to keep all that content up there consistently. Well, when you pay for the site, you usually only have to have a graphic designer get in there one time, you know, unless you're planning on changing your business model all the time. And then after that, it's usually more affordable. It's just paying a hosting fee, you know?
Yeah. So, like I said, I'm not too big on the computers and shit. So I was going to have my, I guess you could say, my wife's uncle build it for me, and then that it just kind of sit there like that for a while.
Yeah, I mean, that's an option, too. I mean, we have great graphic designers in-house, but if you guys do want to do it, you know, we're not going to tell you what to do with your company. At the end of the day, we're here to help you, and we want to make sure that it looks how you want it to look, and you're getting what you're going to want to get out of it, you know? So.
I'm not saying I plan on doing that. I guess what I'm saying is, say my, you know what I mean? And if my business just fucking tanks, and, you know, I have a couple bad months, and I can't afford, you know what I mean? I can't afford you guys no more, and... Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm on holding on.
Yeah, I mean, this is like putting you in the complete opposite realm. You got to remember, everybody uses Google, and now every time they're looking up your services, you're listed as a top recommended option. So you're actually pushing yourself like as far away from that scenario as you can. I can understand that, though. That's kind of a smart way to think. Like, you hope for the best and prepare for the worst is your mentality, and I can definitely respect that. You know, life's unpredictable at times, but no, I don't see you closing anytime soon or not being able to afford $299, and that's why we came in here and we offered you that discounted rate, because we feel that that's going to actually put us in position to work with you long term rather than just a couple of months, you know?
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. I get what you're saying. Yeah, you wouldn't. Yeah, you're thinking fucking my language, but you're thinking 5 years from now instead of just a quick buck. Like, I get it. I always think the same thing. Like, you're not gonna get rich off one job. You get rich off the repeat customers, good customer service, and providing
the
quality service.
So, yep. The good does get rewarded. I'm telling you, those reviews, they get up there, and the more we get up there, the more those calls are going to continue to keep flowing for you. So the longer you're doing this, the better it's going to get. You know, you'll be able to see return on investment even in the first month, but as the months go by, it's just going to get better and better. There's more branding, there's more reviews, there's more of a track record. The legitimacy just starts to pile up, and it just makes it a lot easier for people to give you that call and not have any doubt. Not to mention your sales process is going to develop. In the beginning, you're going to be fumbling. You're answering these phone calls. You just got used to answering these phone calls. 6 months from now, you know, you know exactly how to take it, sell it, you know, get your foot in the door, and, you know, it'll be a lot easier process. So you're going to grow. You're going to grow, and you're going to develop as we do this, and things will get better. I don't see you going back to doing pay-per-lead or ever not being able to afford our services, because I literally get in here and walk you through it to make sure that it's working. That's our role as the Google partner, is to make sure that it's working for the business owner. We don't expect the business owner to just know what he's doing, give him all these tools and say, here you go ride the bike, you know, no training wheels. Yeah. We walk you through it as a Google partner to make sure it's working, and that's what keeps you coming back, and Google ends up retaining you as a client. And they have thousands and thousands and thousands of clients, well, I should say millions, across the United States in every industry. You know, so that's our role. They need us. We maintain their pipeline of business.
So also my girlfriend actually she's looking at opening she already has her company going and stuff like that. I mean, if this works out, I'll definitely, you know what I mean, I want her to get on board too. I want to grow her business as well. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, are you guys married? Are you having kids anytime soon?
Bro, we already got 3 kids. We're just not married.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, then, yeah, take care of her, obviously. I was going to say, I'm like, if it's just your girlfriend, then that's a whole other story. But I kept my lady in the dark on all business and money relations until we got married and had our son. So, you know, I did the girlfriend thing for a long time. That wasn't good.
I still want to do that. That's kind of how I am, just because it's shit. You know how these women get, bro.
Exactly. You give them all your information, and the next thing you know, they have your debit card. And
exactly. No, I want her. You know what I mean. I want her business to grow and be successful, and potentially possibly own that business as well, or part of it. You know what I mean? And just grow as
a
family.
So
it's just better for. Exactly. It's exactly what I was going to say. It's just better for the kids. Hopefully we'll have, you know, 2 revenues of income and we can move out of our shitty ass house or apartment or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. My brother out there, he's got 4. So I already know how that goes. And he just upgraded his space, but he's just so, he was in the service for 6 years. So he just, he's kind of just been living off of that, and I keep telling him, I'm like, it's gonna run dry, buddy.
Yeah,
so he's just hasn't really decided what he wants to do. He's talking about going and enlisting again. I'm like, you gotta learn how to do something else other than tote a gun around all your life.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah, it's not good. So. It's not good for my nieces and nephews. But,
I agree.
I'm going to send over a receipt to you right now and an outline of the agreement in writing. They did have a couple of different offers, actually, I wanted to run by you, too. So don't feel like you have to do this, but I just want to run them by you because they're telling me that we can, even with the discounts applied. So they said if you wanted to do a 3-month prepay, you could do it for $700. They have a 6-month for $1,300 and an annual for $25, all platinum package with the discounts applied. You'd end up saving money on those even with the discounts. I believe on the 700 3 months, you'll save $200 over the next 3 months. The 6 months, you'll end up saving $500, and on the annual, you end up saving $1,100. Did you want to capitalize on any of those?
How much is that annual?
The annual is $2,500.
Okay, yeah, not yet.
Not yet, okay.
The
3 months is $700.
And then I just paid you guys $300. So,
that'll save you about $200. Because right now you're at $299 over the next 3 months. You're definitely going to be with us 3 months from now. So that you'll actually end up spending about $900 over 3 months. But if you do the prepay, it's only $7.
Yeah. Now check this out. Will this be offered to me next month? Like, if I were to be like, yo, can I prepay for the next 3 months after this first month?
Yeah, I mean, you have my direct number and extension. If you call me up and you say, hey, can I just do the next 3 months for $700? Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm always trial. You know what I mean? Just like I told Angie's list, you know, I was like, yo, I just want to try this month right now. And then after this month, you know, because what they did, how they got me, they were like, okay, it's $100 today, and then you get $300 in credit. And I told them, I was like, well, I just want to use my $300 in credits and see how it goes, and then, you know, off that.
Yeah, well, let me get you up and running. Let me get the site going and get you on the first page for your keywords and knock out the client interview. And then, you know, once we have a month under our belt or a couple months, you know, it's not, I'm never going to change our agreement without you consulting with each other first. So obviously we'll start out month to month, $299. It'll stay that way as long as you're with us unless you call in, okay, to do those prepays. And then we'll just go from there. We'll just get to know each other and we'll grow up from there.
Yeah, sounds good. How much did you say that annually was? 1200 or 2000?
Yeah, it's 2500 for the annual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not because
really
that's kind of how. Yeah, that's kind of how realistically I like to do that. You know what I mean? I like to stay ahead of the game so that way.
Yeah, there's
I
an
know
older company
that
for the last 5 years. He just renews the annual every year right at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I would love to do that, so.
Yeah, but we got to grow you. You know, we got to get you to that point where that's just, that'll be a drop in the bucket
yeah.
for you. So, yeah, I got
to
remember,
yeah, well,
too,
I have
we're talking to 20 somebody who's just starting out rather than somebody who's been doing it for a few months. Once you're doing it for a few months, it's a lot easier to swallow something like that. You know what's coming back.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so you should have a text message that'll say, Josh, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Did you get that?
A text message? Shoot. Sorry,
yep.
man. I'm trying to get...
I know.
Yeah,
I can tell.
I got
That's
it.
Why I'm trying to get you off the line here. It sounds like you're working. There's a link in there. If you click on that link, there's going to be an outline of the agreement in writing. At the bottom, you have to certify that this is your billing information. It's not somebody pretending to be you. So there's like a little box you check. And then at the very bottom, it'll ask you to type out your first and last name to agree to the subscription terms. There's a hard copy of this sent to your email, so that way you have in writing and we have in writing that you're getting that discounted pricing structure with us indefinitely.
Okay.
Okay. So get that signed off.
When does it have to be? Okay. Yeah, can I wait a couple of hours till around noon?
Yeah. Take your time with it.
Or do you need it done now?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather you do it now, but at the same time, like, they're going to make sure that it's done before the client interview tomorrow between 12 and 1, so either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won't conduct a client interview without having the subscription terms signed.
Okay.
You okay?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounded like it fell. I didn't know if, okay.
No, I got a bag. I just swung it over my shoulder and hit my glasses. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that concludes our initial sign-up process. I'm going to let you get to your work day. It sounds like you're getting close to needing to get off this phone. But if you have any, like, questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I'm your account lead. You have my direct number and extension in there, so you could save that to your mobile device. Feel free to call in if you need help with anything or... If you have questions, you want to change something, you know, even if it's just, hey, how's it going, you know, I'd like to hear from you guys.
Yeah. How long until the website is built after the interviewing process and all that?
Yeah, so once we get the login credentials, they say it takes about 3 to 5 days to get the website up and running.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they'll interview you, they'll pick your brain, get an idea on what you're expecting from the site, and then we'll go in there and lay out the initial layout, and then obviously that's going to be more of like a rough draft scenario, so we'll continue to fine-tune the site until we have it how it looks. I mean, sites are basically an ever-changing thing. Yep.
Are you guys open on the weekends?
Do you guys do any of that stuff on the weekends? Yeah, like I'm not here, but there is a 24/7 answering service available to you, so if you want to call in and make revision requests, you could put in those requests over the weekend, and then they'll obviously update it. They say allow us one business day before you're able to see the changes on your site or on your business profile.
Okay.
All right. So thank you for
signing
up.
All right, sounds good.
You're welcome aboard. Again, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, like I said, call in. Other than that, you know, just focus on client interview tomorrow between 12 and 1, and then that PIN verification letter that's coming in the mail, we'll contact you around the time it comes in.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Josh, you have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep, you too.
All right, bye.
Okay.